Welcome back to another Productivity Like a Pro podcast episode today, live with our members as usual.
Paperless movement, your productivity, your way.
And we are excited to have so many with you in this live Q&A today. And Mike already started the conversation here that he is overwhelmed and doesn't know where to start with the iCode journey, where to dive into. And then we narrowed down in the before we started the recording. And there we figured out he tried to start with complex instead of simple. And that's exactly the topic for today that we wanted to tackle anyway, because we saw this with our Inner Circle members as well. We talked there, we have Inner Circle members who have multiple businesses. Then we have solopreneurs. And this is really where we realized, okay, there's a difference. There's also a difference between Paco and me. So if you go to the iCode framework and you see all these fancy tools, that's what we really want to discuss today. When is it necessary to go complex with tools and with setups and methods? And when is it much more efficient to stay simple? Paco, let's dive into this.
Yeah, sure. Well, for me, I love the bottom-up approach. I apply it to everything. I mean, I always start anything, no matter the project that I'm into. This means starting simple, and as new needs appear, then you start updating your system, your workflows, and whatever. Talking about iCore, well, it's crystal clear for me. You need to clearly separate information and action, and just choose one tool for every world. Based on that, then start working and see the friction points, the workflows that you cannot implement correctly in these two tools, and little by little keep improving, because the framework that it's published in our website is based on how we have been evolving our system based on our needs. That doesn't mean that anyone should start doing that. That's only an inspirational element. And I think that the moment that you start, separating information and action, choose the right tool that should be as wide as possible. In my case, I will tell the people to start with something like Ettabase, for instance, that I think that it's a quite simple information, but also a tool that you can grow a lot. And based on action, it depends on the type of person and needs. It could be a project management tool like, ClickUp or Asana or any of those, Monday, any of the typical project management tools. Or even if your life is simple enough, you could even start with a task management that can handle some projects like Todoist. And with that, you got a starting point. And then try to implement your workflows and see how it goes. And based on that, you start leveraging your system, your tools, and your framework.
So Mike says, Gauss's law states that all complex systems that work evolved from simpler systems that worked. If you want to build a complex system that works, build a simpler system first and then improve it over time. There you get it already, Mike. Yeah. And just to clarify a few things that Paco just said there for those who are not aware of the iCore framework and all this. So Paco mentioned the framework. What he meant is the iCore framework tool stack that we are using, the tool stack that we are using. The iCore framework itself is a map that you can use to lay out your tool stack that you currently use on this map. And that's something that you learn in the iCore journey. So obviously, the members watching us, they should have seen this already in the iCore journey. And we force you guys to do this first, because instead of telling you any tools that you should use, first lay out the tools on this iCore framework. And there, Paco talked about the two worlds, action world and the information world. So this iCore framework is split into four parts: the personal knowledge management and the business knowledge management. So therefore, we have the information world split into personal and business side. And then we have the personal project management and the business project management, which is the action part, which is then also split into personal and business. And it makes it very easy for you to realize the tools that you use on a daily basis already, how to lay them out on this tool stack, where to place them on this iCore framework, and then get a holistic view on your productivity system end-to-end that you're currently using. And we are 100% sure just by doing this exercise, you will realize redundancies, friction points of your tool stack, of the tool-specific part of your productivity system end-to-end. And then you dive into the iCore journey, where we then go through the different parts, which is the digital note-taking, the PKM, the personal knowledge management, the task management, which is the personal project management in the ICOR framework. And then we also do the project management and the automation. And by going through these is then the tool agnostic methods that we teach in ICOR to further improve any system that you have there, and no matter the tool that you use. What we do is we also provide examples of the tools that we use and show you how we apply our own methods, how we use our own medicine in our own productivity setup. And that's really key to understand here, that this is not the suggestion of the tools that you should use. So Paco mentioned it's on the website. Yes, go over to the website. There's a section called Our Tools, and there you find our ICOR framework where our tool stack is laid out on. And this is exactly what we want to discuss today, because in this ICOR framework, in this tool stack that we use at the Paperless Movement and that you see on this website, is just the Paperless Movement tools. It's not even showing all the tools that we use, because this would become too complex and too confusing for people. But these are the tools that we use personally and that works best with the methods that we, with the workflows and process that we implement in the Paperless Movement. So now talking about complexity, that's the simplest setup that works for both of us, for Paco and me at the Paperless Movement and for the rest of the team perfectly. We exchanged tools in the past, we added more tools, we removed tools, but we rather remove things instead of adding something. And the current tool stack that you find on the website, that is a long-lasting thing, because the key understanding there is when you, again, look at your ICOR framework, you learn about core apps and satellite apps and utility apps. The core apps are the apps that you place in the at the map directly. And this means these are tools that you shouldn't remove at all costs, because they will hurt your business continuity. And that's the understanding. That's another takeaway by just filling out the ICOR framework, the realization, if I have Asana, ClickUp, Monday, Microsoft Project, whatever, in my ICOR framework as a core app, and you fancy to go to another tool that you just saw on YouTube that looks so good, like Notion or something like that, somebody tells you, man, that works perfectly for my business, then you will think twice, because you look at your ICOR framework, you see it's in core app. And this means if you change this core app, it will interrupt your business processes. You have to migrate a lot of information from this core app to the new app. And this gives you more friction than it, or maybe cause more harm than it will help, especially as we have seen so many times, people switching, then they are 3 months in, then they realize that this tool is actually working worse than the one that they had in place before, and they switch back. And then you have scattered information in two tools. And that's really an issue. And that's where it comes to the tool agnostic approaches that we teach in ICOR, the workflows and the concepts that we teach there, because we always say, learn the tool agnostic approaches first. Understand what are your business processes, your business workflows in a tool agnostic way. And that's part of the Automation Lager Pro course as well, where you realize then exactly what you do, split into different work streams. What are you doing on your daily basis? And therefore, you realize what tools work best for this, or the current tools that you use, where are the friction points? And you will never be able to figure that out just by gut feeling. That's the point. And that's where we have this ICOR framework. And that's why our members in the end of the ICOR journey, we revisit the initial ICOR framework with the tool stack, and they will look at it from a complete different perspective. Well, long talk. The key is, Paco, I give you the word now, because we talked about our tool stack and using, for example, when we talk about complexity, we are using ClickUp as a project manager. We are using Todoist as a task manager. And we are using Sansama as a planner. And we hear it again and again. Well, I'm using from other people. We are using Sansama to note down tasks. I use even Things plus Todoist plus other things. And that's where it becomes confusing. And to the thing was then that I was working in a big corporate in my day job, and I had a side hustle, the Paperless Movement. And therefore, it was more complex and had different businesses to handle and business work to handle. And therefore, I had to use a tool to consolidate all this information in one place. now I'm 100% in paperless movement and I'm just on my work streams and I know exactly the priorities that I need to work in. So therefore, what I need to plan are events, meetings, all right? So therefore, the calendar is enough. And I think there's a lot to cover here when we talk about a planner and a calendar, a task manager and a project manager. And why Paco needs all this still is his complexity that he has in his businesses as he is running four businesses at once and multiple project managers at once and needs to bring everything into one place. Paco, I think that's you now that you can dive into how you handle all this.
Yes, the point is that because there was another message while you were speaking from Brad, that, well, people see how we work and they want to immediately work as we are doing. And this is a work that has been developed through decades. Okay, so you cannot start, well, trying to do all the things that we do first because we have done these things based on our needs. This is not just for the sake of it and say that we are really fancy and cool guys that use a lot of different tools and take the best out of this tool. We started simple. And the point is that, as I say, for instance, let's keep polishing the diamond. Okay, let's start with information and action. So you have to choose a tool for your information. Well, first off, it's crystal clear that you need to define minimum amount of workflows. Okay, like something pops up in my head and I want to write it down. I go to meetings and I write the things down. I don't know what your situation is. The point is choosing a tool that perfectly fit those workflows. You need to try them all. I mean, you can bet on, I said previously, Eptabase, but you can try even Apple Notes. You can go with Craft, for instance, yes, or Evernote. I'm just saying.
Or even a piece of paper. That's
it. Or even a piece of paper.
This works also on a piece of paper.
Well, in fact, I'm using currently things that I started using in paper, and the workflow is exactly the same. Okay, so first off, you need to choose the right note-taking and PKM tool. Okay, that's the area of information. And then you need another tool to manage your actions, okay? Maybe it's more complex project management tool, or maybe you can use a task management tool that you use for your personal tasks, but you can go one step further and use the same tool for that project management area. That's why I've said to do this, but well, it's up to you, okay? It's up to you. The point is that it's the moment, for instance, imagine that you have chosen, I don't know, Evernote for information. You say, well, when I'm on mobile, I cannot capture the things correctly. Then you start looking for something to improve, to enhance that part of the information world that it's capturing, that it's the first stage. And then you see how you can interact between that capture tool and the tool that you are currently using. And it's based on that approach, how you keep increasing and leveraging your system. For instance, the moment that you say, man, I'm not managing with clarity, my day, my week, that's the moment that maybe you need a planner. And then you use the planner to manage your weekly organization plus your daily organization. And it's based on that, the moment that you are controlling your workflows and you feel confident with them, and then you see the pain points, the friction, the workflows that make you suffer, the moment that you start to enhance your tool stack. And based on that is how you can end up, like for instance, for me, depending on the type of things that I want to capture, I have different applications or tools, okay? But it's because it's for me crystal clear the thing that I'm missing and why I'm using that tool, okay? For what purpose? The moment that you have crystal clear why you are using a certain tool and the specific workflow and how everything runs smoothly is the moment that you have a productivity system end-to-end that works perfectly no matter how many tools you are using. But I think that bottom-up approach, because for instance, this comes from the other day that there were people obsessed with using Sansama as a planner when there was no need at all to use a planner, because just by looking at the project management or even the task management tool, they know perfectly their planning, their priorities, and the task that they should be focusing on. And you have to think that the more tools you add to a tool stack, the more complexity you are adding. And you have to have such a clarity of vision, of workflow, of steps you need to run through to use every app that always, less is more. Yeah. We focus on simplicity, and you need to add complexity the moment that the simplicity is becoming complex, okay? The moment that you have such a simple tool stack that you are suffering, constantly suffering friction points, painful situation, and you feel that you are wasting time or energy, is the moment that you need to add that complexity, because that additional tool is the one that will solve those pain points. And that's the approach.
Yeah, and there's something important here. And I think the example is great, where you said, well, I have a note-taking app, a PKM tool, for example, Heptabase, which is awesome to organize my knowledge, right? And to make deep thought thinking and so on. But the moment you want to quickly capture something on a phone, you find the friction point. So there was a great example to find then another tool, an intermediate tool, as we call them, to collect this information very quickly and then bring it. And that's the key, bring it back into this final destination. That's something that needs to be added here. And that's something where we double down always on routines. We keep saying you have to have routines in order to handle all these tools, because just by realizing that you have a friction point there, and well, this tool that is amazing for capturing quickly, like drafts, for example, is very easy to quickly capture information, but you're very quickly filling up this tool with information that is disconnected and therefore scattered from your final destination that it needs to go to. And therefore, you have to have routines to process these intermediate tools or inboxes usually that we have in there in order to bring this information back into your single source of truth that you defined to be your personal knowledge management, but also place the information directly to where it belongs to. It's not everything needs to go into your personal knowledge management tool if it needs to be shared with the team. So therefore, bring it back to the team. So there are already three different aspects, right? The first one is realizing the friction points with the bottom-up approach by starting simple and then building on top of it. Always keep in mind, it's easy to add stuff to systems. It's hard to remove them later on. So therefore, be careful with adding new tools, new fancy custom fields or whatever you see there that you want to implement. That's the first thing. Then have routines in order to process these other satellite apps or utility apps that we call them that are just there in order to enhance the functionality of your core apps. So in this example, Heptabase would be the core app where everything goes to, and Drafts would be an utility app that is just for capturing information and bring it into Heptabase. And then the last thing is the realization, and then realize what types of information you're actually collecting every day. What are the things that are flying around, that not everything that comes to mind should go to the same tool? That's why Paco said that he has so many different tools for different information that he collects. So if it is something private, it goes into a different tool than it is something business related. And then again, depending on what business, it goes into a different tool. Do you need this? No, you don't need to do this. And that's not how Paco started. I keep talking for you, Paco, obviously, but it's the same for me, all right? So I started simple. Well, I always started complex. When I was working corporate, I started complex. I was exactly in this thing, shiny object. Oh man, this Notion is much better than Asana. So let's move everything to Notion. 1 week in, moving, migrating everything over, and then realizing all the friction points that you created. Because usually while you're setting up a system and you just do this in your head and not on paper or on a whiteboard, then everything works frictionless in your head. Everything makes sense that you have a dependency connection there, and then you have another fancy field that makes sense. But what you don't realize is the daily business where people have to do work about work, and they have to fill out fields. They need to be ensured that they connect the things. So which would then have the need of a SOP, a standard operating procedure, to just explain to the people how to use the project manager. And that's where we at the Paperless Movement really try to kill as much as possible. If you go through the project management like a pro course, and if you look at the setup that we have in ClickUp, it's the most basic setup that you can have, but you can scale indefinitely with this setup. And you can obviously add more bells and whistles if you like, but this makes it very simple. And it was a 1.5 year task to come to the conclusion of this ClickUp template that we created there, and a ClickUp like a pro course that we dive deeper into this. But this is all, in the end, about complexity. And I think a key realization in this session today is that's exactly the opposite what we wanted to achieve with the iCore journey, right? We wanted to make it as simple as possible for you guys to understand and as fast as possible to understand. If you look back one year from today, it was the iCore Mastery course, and it was just a 90-minute course because we wanted to make it as simple and as fast as possible. But there was not enough. That's why we launched the iCore journey, which goes a lot deeper into each aspect of the productivity end-to-end system. Do you need to understand everything in one go through? No. Focus on the things that you really suffer. Try to improve them. Go back, rewatch the thing, and never think that you have to set up things one-to-one as we say it, or anybody else out there in the world will say it. And I think, Paco, there's another aspect that comes there. We had the question, should I hire a consultant to help me setting up the project management tools and things like that? And we don't recommend any of this, because then you have to always keep in mind, besides all the money you have to invest for the hours they have to work with, you also have to invest into the hours of yourself. And if you have a bigger team, of the team leaders or the members sitting in these meetings with the consultant. And what does the consultant do? He tries to figure out your business processes first. And what is usually the case? There are no business processes laid out. So in fact, this consultant is paid for realizing the tool agnostic business processes first, which is the most expensive part of this implementation in any tool that you have there with any consultant that you have there. That's a fact. And we really think if you just sit down and go through the iCore framework, lay out your tool stack there, and then go through the iCore journey, that you can learn this yourself. And then you have a foundation, at least an understanding of what you should, how your business is running. And then you can bring in a consultant and you have a complete different starting point for discussion. And that's so many, advantages to have this in place.
I do think that also examples are pretty useful. I think that this explanation related to the information world, it's quite clear. I mean, you start with a note-taking tool or a PKM system, and then you find out a friction point, for instance, when you are capturing on mobile, and you say, then I look for something to capture my thoughts that later on I will process and then send to the final destination, okay, the single source of truth for me, for note-taking or PKM or whatever. But I think that if we share another example why I have been adding layers of complexity to my system related to the world of action, I think that it will clarify a lot this approach. Because let's say that you start with any project management tool, for instance, let's say ClickUp or Asana or Monday, whatever, the typical ones, okay? And then you find out that you are fighting with a lot of SPDs, for instance. Okay, SPDs are tasks that takes less than 15 minutes to complete. Okay, and then you find out that it's difficult to capture them when you are on the go or when you are at any moment. You find that you cannot handle them. For instance, in my case, I'm managing more than 100 SPDs per week. So imagine how I'm cluttering up my project management tool or whatever. Then you say, man, I need, what is SPD? It's something that I need to capture. I need to quickly organize to see what I will do today and tomorrow or whatever. Well, then I bet on just Todoist to be used for SPDs management, okay? And I have a routine where I manage all my SPDs daily, okay? Daily. That's how you start splitting. And then you find out later on to keep adding layers of complexity. For instance, while I'm writing down in my note-taking app during a meeting, I'm writing down things that emerge, action items, and then I write them down there. What do I do? Well, I'm confused. Maybe I go directly at that moment to the task management and I write them down, or I go to my project management and write down those action items or not. What do? I kept them in the note-taking app and then I process them to move them to the final action tool that I have bet on. The point is, you need to be really fluid talking about your processes and your productivity system to manage all the things, because I manage all my tasks are splitted into so many different applications. Okay, I got tasks in my email management tool, in my communication tools, in many tools, 5, 6. I think the other day we counted and down, and then there were 7 different tools that I have tasks that I need to do. But I have a process that goes throughout all those different apps, and at the end, I know how to handle that split operation between tools, okay? But you need to be really pro, really used to those workflows, the problems that they are solving, what needs to be done, that it has no sense at all to start at that point, okay? To start splitting your task management system throughout 7 different apps. That will drive you crazy, and it doesn't make any moment. I always say the same. At the beginning of everything, you need to do things slowly. Forget about speed. You are learning, you are getting used, you are detecting gaps, redundancies, whatever, okay? You are trying to create a system, because it seems that's a pretty slow approach, but it's not, okay? If you start simple, in a couple of weeks, 3 weeks, you will find out gaps, redundancies, friction points, whatever, and you will start enhancing your productivity system. But that's the way, because little by little, you will feel that in just a couple of months, everything starts to run smoothly. And that's pretty impressive, okay? Because you come from a chaotic situation, you're feeling overwhelmed, and by starting from scratch, okay, then you see that you start leveraging. And in fact, after the iCore journey, we say that more or less between 4 or 6 months, people have a perfect productivity system, because the approach that you will do to any tool will be totally different, okay? We have talked to so many busy professionals that they find out after the iCore journey that the way they approach the different tools are totally different, because you have a different perspective, a different point of view. And based on that, the use that you are doing of a tool is totally different. For instance, the other day during our inner cohort session, one of the live sessions that we enjoy in our inner cohort, a person learned how to take advantage of Slack, for instance. And it was a tool that he was using for quite a long time. And based on a certain workflow, he increased and leveraged. So it's not, this shows that it's not a problem about the tools. This is about the workflows and how you implement them in the different tools, okay? Some of the day I can remember about another member using Tana, and after the iCore journey, he was using Tana in a totally different way. And I think that's the approach, okay? Starting simple, start with as less tools as possible, and little by little, the moment that you are getting confident with your workflows and the way you are using tools, start adding without any problem, because this will become and will emerge naturally. And that's the most important thing. That's why we say that there's no second brain. You just have one brain with different workflows, and you choose the right tool based on your common sense, okay? And that's the ultimate purpose of our productivity system.
Yeah, 100%. And there are 2 messages in the chat, actually, that I want to cover here as well. One is by Mike, who said, why does the paperless movement not use many Microsoft products? And the other one was from Coase. Great tool suggestion. He's referring to the tool stack on our website. Maybe good to also include more Android tools. I'm not on iOS. And that's, again, so important to say that now, because if things like this appear and people ask these questions, then we didn't get brought the point across. Because to answer the question about the Microsoft products, why we are not using more, because we have a choice, and that's our business. So we can run on Google Workspaces and all the tools that you see on your tool stack. And that's what we figure out that works best together for our specific business. I was working big corporate with Microsoft tools, and we have so many members who suffer that because they have to stay with the Microsoft tools. That's the tool stack that the company gives you. But this being said, I was in this situation as well. And when you understand the tool agnostic workflows, you will understand how to leverage the Microsoft tool stack or the Google tool stack. We keep saying we could do everything in Microsoft, we could do everything in Google. The question is just the efficiency level that we would achieve with this. Probably for most businesses, we would be able to increase performance by a lot. I mean, I did this with the Microsoft tool stack, increasing team performance by 60%. With the same headcount in a company I was working in back then, and the team leveraging the tools that were available. I was working in pharma industry. There was no choice than to use the tools that we had available. How did I do this? By exactly what we just talked about today, understanding what needs to be done in a tool agnostic way, then look through the tool stack that you have available and make the best out of it. And then you come to a point, and it was something I was able then as well, where you then say, okay, guys, if we are able to bring in another tool and white label it, I was then working in IT and being a business analyst, so I was in a position to recommend new tools. But this all was based on KPIs and showing that if we really bring in this tool, then for this and this reason, because it would increase this part of the workflow, and then for everybody was clear why we are getting this new tool, and not just because somebody is either affiliated with it or fancies another tool or just uses Notion for personal use and now wants to roll it out. No, that's not the case. That's why the excuse that I have to work in Microsoft and I can't use the fancy ClickUp that you are using there, that's no excuse. It is the tool agnostic business processes that you have to lay down, and then you will have the biggest boost in productivity. And then fine-tuning is what we do with our tool stack, where we really bring in the tools to improve these routines, to make them as frictionless as possible. So if people are free, solopreneurs who are just getting started, they could start them with our tool stack, which is then way too complex for a solopreneur starting out, as we have running work streams there. So again, that's really key. So that's the part of the Microsoft part. And for Coase asking for if we could include more Android tools, I'm sorry, but we won't. We own Apple. That's it. Paco, the whole paperless movement, we have Macs, we have iPhones, and that's it. Again, I have the choice. I was working on Microsoft for, my whole life, until I was able to have the choice. I launched the paperless movement in 2018, and that was the first time I was doubling down on the Apple product, while in the corporate business, I was still working on Windows machines. I still have a Windows machine, but this would hurt it always hurts my life when I go to Windows, and then I want to quickly copy something from my iPhone and realize, oh no, I cannot copy paste it in. So this is something where you won't see any Android tools or any alternatives, because that's our tool stack. Is it bad to have Android tools in there? Not at all. If this is your tool stack and that works best with the other tools that you have in place, then there's no need to go for an iPad or anything like that. It will even hurt your processes if you bring in an iPad into a Microsoft universe, and then you have the friction point to migrate data back and forth. So a Microsoft Surface works much better in this regard if you really want to have a tablet. So that's really where all the discussions, I'm getting so annoyed, to be honest, seeing on YouTube and the opinions on what is the best device and what is the best software. It's always out of context. It's always personal opinions. And it's usually always by people who are not working in a business environment or in a busy environment where they have to tackle meetings and quickly make decisions on a planner. It's students or solopreneurs who are growing a business, and they have a complete different perspective on this. Then as soon you have a team, you will struggle with these recommendations that you see a lot out there.
The key message is start simple, split between information and action, choose a tool that is simple enough, but that you could a little bit grow with the tool. Okay, we have set two examples. I think that talking about the note taking and PKM, you can perfectly start with the ones that we have just said, that they are simple. You don't need to make a lot of setup. It's a great starting point. And also just one another thing, because when we say try to define your workflows, people think that they have to think all the things that they have done. We have been able to synthesize the workflows for any VC professionals in just six of them, okay? Six workflows that are defined in our note-taking like a pro course. And with that, I think that you got covered 80%, at least, okay, yeah, of your workflows. They are just six different workflows based on the needs of any VC professional. And you just need to implement any of them in any of the tools that we have said. We can make a bold statement. You can
also, what is Evernote. Important there, if you say the tools that we recommend, Heptabase or something like that, don't go now out and look up Heptabase and try to use this tool if you're not using it already or if you never heard about this. Look at your tool stack if you have it. If you're just using a project manager, no taking app at all, then ask yourself, does it make sense to actually take the notes all inside this project manager? that's really the thing. Maybe you don't even need something like that, like an additional tool for this, and then see how far you can go with this. I'm sure if you double down on the tool that you're already using and you learn more about the tool, what it can actually do, it will help you more than trying to add now another tool to your existing tool stack. So yeah, less is more, and therefore we are out. We catch you guys up next time.
Okay. Thank you a lot. See you next time. Everybody.